In farm and ranch headlines, September 30th is an important deadline for eligible livestock producers to sign up for a USDA Farm Bill Livestock Disaster Program and receive full payment. More after this.
Weeds. It seems like they never stop, but you can put weeds in their place with Chateau Herbicide. Year after year, Chateau delivers reliable control of a broad spectrum of weeds and excellent crop safety in over 50 crops. 50 crops! Chateau gives you long-lasting residual control of more than 90 annual broadleaf weeds and grasses. It even controls tough weeds like fiddleneck, mare's tail, fleabane, fillery, and Italian ryegrass. Plus, Chateau offers excellent rotational flexibility, so you can use it in fallow beds while keeping your options open to plant cotton, corn, rice, wheat, tomatoes, and more. And Chateau has staying power to last through extreme weather conditions without leaching or liftoff. It's time to show weeds who's boss. Take control and keep control with Chateau Herbicide. To learn more about Chateau, talk to your PCA or Valent sales representative, or visit us at valent.com/chateau. Always read and follow label instructions.
Livestock producers, if you are eligible for the new Farm Bill-related Livestock Forage Disaster Program and have not enrolled yet, you are days away from a very important deadline. This is USDA Farm Service Agency Administrator Val Dolcetti.
LFP is looking at a September 30 deadline, and it's very important for folks to get into their local FSA county offices and put their name on a register by the 30th of September. Otherwise, FSA must apply congressionally mandated payment reductions of 7.3%. That's the amount outlined by the sequester.
The administrator says if producers register for an appointment by September 30th,
they'll qualify for the entire amount of assistance.
Those producers unable to stop by or call their local FSA offices before the end of September to make their LFP appointment can also go online to register. The web address is www.fsa.usda.gov/disaster-register. I'm Rod Bain reporting in Washington, D.C.